Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. However, we do not have Skype at the moment. We'll be back to our normal digs, the regular studio, tomorrow night. But tonight is our final night from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And tonight we're talking to the organizers, apparently, because there's only one other guy in our audience here at the moment. It's weird.
It's like, Saturday night at Pork Fest, you know?
Well, it's weird. Like, this Saturday feels more like a wind-down day than it has in the past. A lot of vendors running out of food today and just deciding to not re-up, I guess, because, you know, that if you go out and buy a bunch more food and then you don't sell it all, then that's no good. So you don't want to be stuck with a bunch of leftovers. So it's a little bit of more slim pickings today than any other day as far as food, but there's still a bunch of people here. There was a large group out for the group photo that happened earlier in this afternoon, and of course last night was Buzz's big gay dance party, which was awesome, probably the best one so far. And it's now over, so I'm glad I was able to take the night off for that. I heard you guys had a good show last night.
Yep.
We've been broadcasting all week long from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is the yearly week-long camping event that happens in the Northern White Mountains, the beautiful state of New Hampshire. It's an amazing group of people here, and there's always new folks. I always love to see a large group asked how many people are here for the first time. And
did you get that done? It happened here in the studio.
I've seen someone else ask that. I haven't been up on stage for a big presentation or anything like that. So
best thing I could see was about 60 or 70%.
Yeah, that's usually about accurate. 50 to 60 or slightly more percent of most people here, I think, will have been here for the first time. And some people are back, of course, for their second time and third time and so on and so forth. And it's been a pleasure being here ever since 2007, bringing this event to our listeners live to give you a little taste of what it's like here, because that's all we can really do. We can talk to some of the people here, a fraction of them, and we can find out kind of a portion of their story. But if you really want to experience this event, you've got to come up. You've got to join us. Unfortunately, for this year, you're too late. But it's not too late for what will inevitably be Porkfest 2016. When will it happen? Well, those dates haven't been hammered out
yet. Late June.
But it's usually the first week of summertime, the last week of June, basically. And we brought in Kristen Weitzel, who is the organizer this year. And thank you, Kristen, for your service. I imagine it's been a somewhat exhausting week for you.
Yeah, it keeps us pretty tired. But thanks for having me. It's nice to take a little break with you, too.
Sure. So how did you get roped into this gig? Did you actually volunteer for this?
I'm a new mover, so it's an interesting way to kind of roll into the community and get an opportunity to meet everybody. Mm-hmm. I moved to New Hampshire in November, and my boyfriend is on the FSP board. And, Carla feeds me a little meal and shakes my hand and says, thanks for planning Porkfest. You ready? And I thought,
oh, no.
Okay. I mean, it's a win. My background is events and
really?
Marketing, so it gave
it
me
really
a little
went,
bit.
It went really smoothly. I suppose that's beginning to now I am sort of understanding. It went really smoothly.
Well, you don't really know how smoothly it went, right? Because a hallmark of somebody who's a good organizer is you keep the problems away from the customers, right? That's not, you know, yours to experience.
I did some emceeing, too, so I have a little more insight look than most.
So you got this thing put together. It's been a great event so far, and tonight's the final night. There's obviously still going to be a big party down by the bonfire, etc. So what did you like the most about your week?
I think there were a couple things. I think there were sort of three pieces of the puzzle for me that really were interesting, and that was, number one, first and foremost, just being able to meet the community and interact with more people, because there's not a lot of people that I knew before. There's a lot of pieces of the philosophy and libertarianism and anarchy and all that I get an opportunity to learn by discussing it with people in the community. Number two, the amazing volunteer team that we had this year, which really, they busted their butts.
I heard there were like 100 of them, 100 volunteers.
Yeah, we had 100 volunteers, and we tried to structure it this year, so we had 20, just about 20 lead coordinators, so we had not just amazing amounts of volunteers and nobody to direct them, but we gave them a little bit more direction than maybe than we had in the past. And then the third big wonderful moment I had was an opportunity to drive Bernard von Nothaus around, and when he first got here, and we bumped into Lynn Ulbricht, and they just had a lovely conversation that I got to witness.
Oh, cool.
And so for someone like me that isn't in it as deeply for years and years and years, it was really sort of a beautiful piece of the puzzle for my Pork Fest this year.
Awesome. Now, let's see. How does it compare to previous years? You have the numbers.
Well, last year they did just about 1,500, and so
1,500 pre-sales or total for the entire week?
1,500 total for the entire week, and this year we were a little soft off of that, probably around 1,300. The final numbers aren't in yet; we haven't finished counting, but we're close to it. So probably
still,
about 200 shy. Yeah, not bad.
I mean, it's a big event. It's a big commitment to come up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and you know, I don't think that, you know, just because it's down a couple hundred means anything for the event's future. You're going to see variations in attendance, and it's still just as awesome as ever.
Yeah, last year there were some plumbing issues, and you seem to have addressed that rather well. You brought in these mobile showers where people could take showers, you know, sort of just there's just more showers, right?
Yeah, we brought in 16 additional showers and 17 additional porta-johns, and we tried to make the showers that we brought in what I would call the schmancy showers.
Yeah, they're nice.
They were kind of a little bit upgraded and gave people an opportunity to understand they could go and take those showers if they wanted to not use the on-site facilities or if they had any hindrances from last year.
Camp showers are generally gross, so it was nice to see that addition to the site.
I like that they had little places, there's stations near the porta-johns where you could wash your hands. And so there were lots of places around the campsite where you could wash your hands. And that really felt like it addressed issues that you know, might have been going on last year.
Yeah, that's a nice touch. So great speakers this year. I did catch some of Lynn Ulbricht, and she's awesome as always. Bernard von Nothaus, we haven't seen him in years. The last time he was in New Hampshire was the first Liberty Forum, which was a long time ago, 7 or 8 years ago at this point. And he was the keynote speaker there. And, of course, that was, I think, right before he got busted with the Liberty Dollar crackdown by the federal government. And, of course, now he's on probation for 3 years and luckily appears to be able to leave his home state of Hawaii, I believe, and it was great to see him out here. Did he ever make it on the show, Mark? Was he on
last night? Yeah, he was on, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Another thing I really liked about what you guys did this year is you kind of controlled the driveway. So this would be bad for somebody who didn't want to pay for their ticket to Pork Fest. However, it is good in many ways for people who did for a variety of reasons. And so there's fences all around Rogers Campground so that, I mean, you know, the campers are in and the folks that aren't campers are out. And that means that basically there's one driveway. So you didn't have the locals who might come in and sort of drink and cause trouble, like, you know, may have happened in the past. It's bad enough if something goes wrong inside the community. It's worse if it goes, if some local comes in, causes trouble, and then, you know, we get blamed for it or whatever. And I'm really glad that that is happening. And also, it has the added benefit that if, you know, some state agents or whatever want to come in and bother the vendors or something, they have to go through the person at the door.
Yeah, it was really, I mean, that helped so much. And we did have a few issues where there were some locals that came to the fence that were sort of maybe carousing and trying to start a little moment of trouble, but that was pretty, it was put out pretty quickly. And then any other issues, like, you guys were amazing when because we set up the Pork Rangers at the top and you guys were right here. It was like wonderful that when we had that issue with those guys coming in earlier in the week, that you guys
were the state agents,
yeah, you were spot on it. And it was just a nice, I got to see the community come together in a way that was like, we're here and we're not going to, you know, we're going to tell you what we really think and you guys need to take off this private property. So that was cool.
And they didn't show up again, by the way, which is nice. I wasn't real sure. I thought maybe there was a chance they would come back, but they didn't.
Yeah, so, no, they didn't. They never came back.
Can you tell that story real briefly, Ian?
Yeah, for listeners who weren't tuned in earlier this week, the video is up right now over at freekeen.com. You can see what happens. The video, which is relatively hard to upload video here from the campsite, but there's one guy who had some really fast internet access, so I got to use his. But it was two state agents from the Department of Revenue who had come here with the intention of harassing the peaceful food selling vendors. Because in New Hampshire, even though there's no sales tax on most things, there is a sales tax on prepared food. And so they came in, they talked to the front office, they asked them, you know, was there any food being sold on the campsite? And they said, yes, it's Agra Valley. And I think they even asked where Agra Valley was. So they'd done at least that much research to find out that it existed.
Okay.
And then they went in and they were surrounded by two dozen activists relatively quickly. Porkfest security and the campground staff came out and told them they needed to leave. They needed to go talk to the campground owner. Kristen, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight from porkfest.com.
Absolutely.
We'll come back more. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2237 extension 129.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the final night here from Porkfest 2015, an awesome event put on in the Northern White Mountains of New Hampshire by the Free State Project. What's the Free State Project? Well, it's your best chance at liberty in your lifetime. At least that's what I believe. That's why I picked up my life and made the move here back in 2006. Mark, you and I were early movers, and in fact, if you were to move to New Hampshire tomorrow as part of the Free State Project, you would also be considered an early mover. This is a long-term project where we're looking to reach 20,000 people who actually care about freedom, who are willing to sign the Free State Project Statement of Intent, saying that once we reach 20,000, you get a five-year window of time in which that you can move to New Hampshire and join us here. We're over, I think, getting close to 17,000 signers at the moment, so we're probably going to button this 20,000 up within the next couple of years.
Yeah, it seems that those are the numbers that people are saying.
Yeah, things
had one guy on the Porcupine board say that he was promising to deliver 20,000 by March.
Well, that's a big promise. I would love to see that happen.
Not just promising betting. And I told him, you know what? I don't need to bet you $500. I will give you $100 if you deliver 20,000 by March of 2016.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet. So, the Free State Project, it puts this on. It's kind of a, it's not really a showcase of the activism in New Hampshire. That's more of Keenvention's thing, and that happens later on this year. So if you didn't get a chance to come up here for Porkfest, you can join us for Keenvention at the end of October during Halloween. But there is some activism that's focused on. I was actually on an activism panel yesterday where it was kind of nice because I was able to be confronted by Ethan Glover, who is a listener of Free Talk Live and an active critic of some of the activism that has happened up here. So there's some discussion of activism, but really Porkfest focuses on some more of the big names, people like Lynn Ulbricht, who's going to be probably joining us here in about 10 minutes. And of course, she's the mother of Ross Ulbricht, who we've been following that trial.
Yep.
Ross, of course, was charged with running the Silk Road, the underground infamous drug marketplace, and was ultimately found guilty and sentenced to life in prison. His mom's here talking about why his case still matters, even though now it's in the appeal phase. And so she was speaking, and we mentioned Bernard.
Because his case was a terrible miscarriage of justice.
Yeah, it was absolutely horrible. So many great people that we've had on all week long. And if you missed it, you can just go back to freetalklive.com. You can download as many archives as you like. And you know what? I just realized I haven't even pulled up my phone screening box. This is how distracted that we've been. There's just so many people to meet here. There's so many things going on. It's also internet access has been terrible, and they've already shut off the free Wi-Fi. So we're even worse for the for internet tonight.
Yeah, the free Wi-Fi was worth every penny I paid for it. One thing I think was great is we had a bunch of people sign up for the Free State Project as a result.
Really?
Yeah, well, there were some people. They had the opportunity, and I think they did that pretty well this year.
Did you hear any numbers?
No, I don't have numbers. I just know that the people are reporting that there were signers, and I think that's great. If you believe in the ideas of liberty, the Free State Project it could very well be the place for you. What we're doing here in New Hampshire is collecting liberty-oriented folks. I believe we've got somewhere around 1,700 people in state who have signed up, and many, many, many people more that are, amicable, sympathetic to the ideas.
I heard there were 2,000 friends of the Free State Project.
Yeah, that's about 4,000 people in state if you're talking about, friends.
I didn't even know there were that many friends of the Free State Project. They don't really push that very hard. So that 2,000 people inside New Hampshire have signed up as friends of the Free State Project because they can't sign up as movers. They're already here. I was blown away by that number when I heard it earlier this week. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's almost 17,000 people have signed up, and we would encourage, anybody listening, please go to freestateproject.org. It's in the upper right-hand corner of the page. Sign up right there, and come on up to New Hampshire. Get ready, because once we get 20,000, there's going to be no place like this.
There already is no place like this. There's nothing that even comes close to the level of community that we have here. You were asking me earlier about the situation with the revenue agents that showed up here, where they were surrounded by liberty-loving people with video cameras who were basically shouting them out of this park, telling them to go away, that their services were not wanted here. That doesn't happen in other places generally. And so you can make that happen more often in a place where you've got a community of people who actually care about freedom. And one of the things that you'll find within the liberty community here is we're looking to always try new things to, you know, to bring new tools into play to make what we're doing more effective as activists. And Peacekeeper is one of those tools that I'm looking forward to seeing developed further. I hope that, you know, Peacekeeper 2.0 is able to be successful and iron out the bugs that came out with Peacekeeper 1.0. The idea behind Peacekeeper is that it will allow you to have a network of people who are your friends and family members and neighbors who can respond in some sort of an emergency event. Maybe it's a fire or an abduction or some sort of medical emergency. Peacekeeper allows you, or the idea of it was to allow you to connect with those people, send out an alert, and then they would get that on their phones and they could respond maybe quicker than 911 services could respond.
In a lot of cases, your neighbors can be there in seconds when these seconds really count. Obviously,
right.
I'm not trying to diminish emergency services. I get how, emergency services, they're the professionals. I'm a volunteer firefighter. I step aside when the pros show up. But I can help, and I managed to put out a fire at a friend's house, because I was there first.
So Peacekeeper wants to bring those people together. The first version of the software had some serious issues, and they need to fix that stuff. And they're looking to do a fundraiser through Indiegogo to make that happen. You can go to pk.freetalklive.com. That takes you straight to their Indiegogo fundraiser. They're looking to really add some nice additions to the program, including the ability to rely on anyone who uses the Peacekeeper app. So the way it used to be is you used to have to know the people to sort of add them to your circle, if you will.
Yeah.
But in the new version, they want to make it so that you can have anyone who's in the area respond, which makes sense, and also add GPS features and more. Go to pk.freetalklive.com, pk.freetalklive.com, and join their Indiegogo fundraiser and get the perks as well. So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I don't have full access to my phone screening right now, so if our board operator wants to bring our caller on, I don't even know the caller's name. That's how in the dark we are out here in the northern White Mountains of New Hampshire.
But on Free Talk Live, we'll talk to you no matter what. We don't screen people out, right? Like the same way talk shows do.
That's correct.
So many.
So can we have that caller up here, whoever that person is? Caller, are you with us from wherever it is you are? I don't even know.
Yes, I thought Northern Florida was wild, but that makes it really wild to have a forest fire and not be able to fly a drone. I don't like that.
So what's happening? I don't know what you're.
I'm for drones flying over forest fires.
Yes, me too.
Well,
what happened? Are you talking?
Yes, I would like to fight the overbearing, establishment. The political establishment to allow my drone. If I want to fly a drone over my house to see if the forest fire is coming.
Are you referring to the video where the fireman putting out a fire at someone's house blasts a drone out of the sky with his fire hose?
I'm talking about the Judicial Watch. I listen to Talk Radio 101 all the time, and it's a brand new station. I hope there's something like that up there in Wisconsin. My father retired up there. There's nothing.
So
like
I don't know what I have to say. I'm a little bit in the dark about this. Is there a prohibition on flying a drone over the fire? I'm not real clear on what you're responding to.
It's the same thing. It's laws that are not really okay. I don't know how to get organized.
I don't have time for an explanation. I'm sorry, but thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We're going to continue here. I do agree with him. You should be able to fly a drone over a forest fire.
Yes.
And I thought we'll come back with more here. It's Free Talk Live.
Measles is activating on a mass scale, now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UnveilingThem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney- attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Free.
Welcome back. More Free Talk Live continuing now from Porkfest 2015. It's an awesome event in the White Mountains of northern New Hampshire at the Rogers Campground. It is the biggest campground in all of New Hampshire. There cannot be a larger venue for Porkfest, and it was actually a little bit less attendance this year than the previous year. So there's going to be room for you next year. If you're worried that this event's going to grow too large, this park can hold at least 2,000 people comfortably, and I believe Crosby says he believes that there could be like 3,000, possibly even more than that, people here if you really pack them in.
Now, one thing I'd like to point out, and this goes over and over, I say it, because there isn't one Pork Fest. There isn't one Porcupine Freedom Festival. There are several that go on within each other. So there's speeches here. If you want to spend your day, hearing the great speakers that we have, including Lynn Ulbricht, who we're going to have up here in a moment, or you can do the family things. There's all kinds of stuff. We did tie-dye
for kids and stuff.
We did tie-dye t-shirts today. They played with the drones.
I heard there was even a kids' rave last night.
Yeah, there was a kids' rave. Jack had a wonderful full time. They danced. I mean, he thought this is what he wants to do, right? Like he said, "Oh my goodness, this was awesome, right?"
Danny, I want to throw raves when I grow up.
And yeah, that's great. I mean, like I could get into this rave. I enjoyed this thing. It was okay. They had music. They had the little glowing bracelets and some glowing things that they could play with. The kids are running around. They're doing what they consider to be dancing, and everybody's having a blast. Mm. And that's really what you want to have, right? Like there was unmitigated blast being had in the kids' rave tent.
Yeah, it's an awesome event. You can learn more about it at porkfest.com, porcfest.com. We're going to try to sneak your calls in here on and off throughout the show, even though we still have interesting guests joining us in the studio. And I want to invite you to join us over at purse.freetalklive.com. If you would like to get up to 25% or more off of your Amazon purchases by paying with Bitcoin. This is one of the killer apps for Bitcoin. I'm not joking. There's no, like, gimmick here. There's no minimum purchase or anything like that. You just add stuff to your wish list on Amazon that you would want to buy, because you're probably going to buy stuff anyway. You add it to your wish list. You then import that into purse.freetalklive.com. And then there's literally a sliding scale. What percentage do you want off of this, right? So the larger the percentage, the longer it might take to fulfill your order. You might have to wait a day or two, you know, if you want 25 or 33% off.
We've heard of people getting 50% off.
I've never heard of that one, personally.
I thought that that's what the purse guy said.
I'm sure somebody has done it. I don't know of it personally.
Yeah, I just can't imagine you could do that very often.
No. But 25% off, no problem. Every time I've placed an order, I've gotten 20 to 25% off.
Off of Amazon.
Right, within a day, just by paying with Bitcoin. And when you sign up through purse.freetalklive.com, and every purchase you make, Free Talk Live will get a very, very small percentage of whatever purchases you're making. So, please, this is an awesome app. It's really cool, and it works. I've used it, and I've used it before they became a sponsor, by the way. I was a big fan of Purse.
Me too.
Before they came on board.
Our family. I have never used it. My wife, however, uses it regularly.
Excellent. That's because she controls your bank account.
Yeah, pretty much.
So purse.freetalklive.com. Go get signed up. Let's go to Miguel listening in Homestead, Florida. Miguel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. We're live from Porkfest 2015.
I'm really proud of you guys. You're taking a gamble. I'm on the regular shipping list on Amazon.
Okay.
You know, you get a huge percentage off if you're on the shippers list. Amazon Premium, is that the one? Yeah.
Prime?
Amazon Premium. Okay. But how do I, are you part of the Tea Party movement by any chance?
No, I mean, I've been to a couple of Tea Parties, but I've also been to Occupy New Hampshire, so I don't know how I would answer that question.
Some things
I've spoken at a Tea Party.
There's some things I like about the Tea Party. Some things I'm not so thrilled with.
Well, how can we form a better website, a better domain? I think you'd be the first one. I don't think there is such a domain as a protest movement domain. There should be.
I don't know what you mean. But when you say domain, do you mean a website, a URL?
Yeah, our own. .porc or something like that, yeah.
Like a TLD. I don't know how you go about doing that. That's an interesting question. I imagine you'd want to look into ICANN, the International Whatever for Registry of Internet Names.
But,
I don't know what it stands
for. People that hate laws that are illegal laws. Like a domain for us, you know what I mean? You and me.
I don't know. I mean, there's all kinds of websites out there. I thank you for the call, Miguel.
Yeah, let us know if you pull it off.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of great liberty-oriented websites. I don't know if we need our own .tld. It sounded like he was talking about the .com, .xxx, .whatever. There's all these different...
.ninja.
.this and that. And I don't know if we need another one of those. There are a bunch of them now. And, the .ninjas out there, and there's .deals now, so like the 101 Deals store now has 101.deals.
Yeah, that's great.
And I think it's cool. I like that that's happening. I wonder, I find myself wondering how recognizable those are as far as, if you put 101.deals down on a piece of paper, that doesn't mean anything unless you put the HTTP in front of it. Whereas if I just put .com against something, I don't need the HTTP. It's pretty clear that .com's a website. Anyway, that's an aside. Let's get into our guest here who's been waiting very patiently, and we'll get to your calls, so be patient if you're on the line. Our toll-free number is 855-453. If you have a question for Lynn Ulbricht, she is with us here, and I believe you can stay through the end of the hour. Is that right, Lynn? So let me get your mic unmuted.
Yes, that'd be fine.
Excellent. Lynn, you're the mother of Ross Ulbricht, and as our listeners know, if they've been listening for the last 6 months, we've been covering Ross's case in great detail during the trial and prior to that, actually, you know, right up from when the site was taken down in 2013, the Silk Road, the world's most infamous underground marketplace, the site that started it all, because, of course, the FBI, I don't know if they actually thought they were going to stop the online drug marketplaces by taking down the Silk Road, because they certainly didn't. Now there are more of them than there have ever been, and there's, you know, more availability of drugs online than before. So really they haven't done anything to put a stop to it, but they have put your son in prison for presumably the rest of his life. That was the sentence given, even though he has never hurt anybody. They tarnished him with this black brush of, you know, you're this attempted murderer, that you hired these hitmen to go and kill people, but they never really proved those points, nor were they trying to.
Never even attempted.
Yeah, he was never even charged with those allegations, but they just kept laying them on him as though he was guilty of hiring people to perform hits. Even though that doesn't fit his personality, it doesn't fit his political philosophy, and it also doesn't fit with the story that his defense attorney told at the beginning of the case, which was that Ross created the Silk Road and then let it be taken over by someone else, and then somehow that someone else got wind that there was a raid coming, and he managed to rope Ross back into running the site. That story never got to be told at the trial, did it, Lynn? I mean, they teased it in the opening statement, but for some reason the judge managed to keep away any witnesses that might have given any kind of shed any further light on that. Am I right about that?
Yeah, day three of the trial, all this was starting to come out in cross-examination, and the prosecutor leaked up and started objecting vociferously, urgently. He was in panic, and ultimately the judge said, well, no, this is all relevant, and this questioning is relevant. There's a right to have an alternate perpetrator, et cetera. That's what defense does, and our defense attorney had another hour to go. But he kept arguing, and finally she sent the jury home an hour early and said, look, we'll just talk about this when the jury leaves. But she still left that day saying, no, the cat's out of the bag. This other perpetrator is possible. This is legitimate. When we returned to court on the following Tuesday, total 180.
Really? Hmm.
All the jury was told to forget everything they had heard. It was stricken from the record. The defense was not allowed to pursue that line of questioning. They were put on a very short leash about what they could and could not ask.
Mm-hmm. A shorter leash.
Well, he was being able to ask. The third day, he was able to pursue it. By the fourth day, it was very restricted. The prosecution got a mulligan, and she goes, well, I'm going to tag what you should have objected to on day three and let you know so I can sustain it retroactively. And it was basically, our attorney said, my defense has been eviscerated. Forbes wrote about it, said it was completely derailed. It went on to block witnesses who wanted to challenge the prosecution's testimony on various issues like Bitcoin and technology.
Somebody who could explain Bitcoin easily
exactly.
To the jury, like I believe it was Andreas Antonopoulos who was on the list of people. We've had Andreas on this show from the various different Bitcoin events we've been to, and he is one of the best at explaining Bitcoin to people who are uninitiated. We'll come back with more from Porkfest 2015 with Lynn Ulbricht in moments.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hypercromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercromius. zog.ninja. Code FTL.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision. Precision Plasma pH Drops, packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back with more Free Talk Live from Porkfest 2015. It's been a great week. It's winding down here tonight with a final party. There's going to be a rave a little bit later on. I believe there's a masquerade ball actually going on right now. I think that's a first. I don't think they've done a masquerade ball in previous years, so I imagine that's where a bunch of people are at. I don't know what else is happening. I don't have the schedule pulled up in front of me here, but it, you know, as always, there's just a bunch of cool stuff going on. I know Julie Borowski was... yesterday, wasn't you?
Friday. Yeah,
it was
yesterday.
And that was actually Borowski speaking. They actually peaked rather than Saturday and then summarize summarize for our listeners who weren't able to attend, although I believe it was recorded on video, so I suspect it will be available publicly at some point. But for those who weren't able to sit there and observe your speech, what was the message you were bringing to Porkfest this year?
Well, one of the things I wanted to do, and we touched on it the first segment, is the various things during trial and pre-trial and post-trial that were unfair. And, of course, I didn't have time to cover everything either because the list is really long. So it started out with the fact that Ross was put in solitary confinement for 6 weeks right off the bat with no priors, nothing, no history of violence, which is an outrageous thing, with no explanation, 6 weeks in solitary.
The UN calls it torture.
Yeah, well, it is torture, really, if you Google it and read about it.
I absolutely agree, but fewer, you know, I mean, saying the UN gives it more and less authority than if I say it, but, you know, anybody who says it's not torture, I challenge them to try it out.
6 weeks there.
Yeah, me
too. Go spend a little time in your bathroom and see how little stir-crazy you get.
Right, and there's 80,000 people in this country in solitary right now,
wow,
is what I've read. But anyway, from there on through, just all kinds of different tactics and unfair tactics through the trial, which we touched on, and there is more. And then post-trial, where it was revealed that there were two government agents deep into Silk Web, gained access, used their access to steal almost $1 million, and they also had high-level administrative access to passwords, PIN numbers, DPR's account, other accounts, keys, bank accounts, private messages, posts, I mean, on and on. They had the keys to the kingdom, basically, for almost a year. And this information was not allowed to be known by the jury, despite the defense's protesting that this is important, that this affects
the fact that
the evidence.
They were being indicted. Those men were being charged criminally. There was a DEA agent and a Secret Service agent that was being held back from the trial.
Yes, it was precluded. They were being investigated. They gave the excuse that, oh, it will jeopardize the investigation. But then afterwards, we found out that they already knew they were being investigated, that law enforcement had interviewed them, and it wouldn't have jeopardized a thing. What it jeopardized was Ross having a fair trial.
Mm-hmm.
Because this kind of information should have been known to the jury and it was precluded.
Yeah, imagine you're having a trial and two of the police officers who are investigating you are being brought up on corruption charges directly to do with your case, and you can't mention that. And then the government bureaucrats have the audacity to say you get a fair trial in this country.
Well, one of them is going to plead guilty is what
both of them have now.
They already both have.
Right,
okay.
So there is no question there was corruption. They're pleading guilty.
So is that going to affect the appeal in Ross's case? Do you think that it has a chance of maybe getting this back in for a retrial? What's your attorney telling you about, you know, the odds here? Because it seems like, you know, the odds of any appeal in the federal system are probably pretty slim, but the average appeal doesn't have this level of corruption on the behalf of, or at least this level of known corruption on behalf of the agents investigating the case. So is there a shot? I mean, what are you being mm-hmm. told?
Yeah, and by the way, just as a side note, some of this corruption is still under seal.
Mm.
They still haven't revealed it, even though they've already pled guilty, so what are they hiding?
And
we don't know the extent of it.
And there's a bunch of money missing that's not accounted for from these guys either, and where's that, right?
Right. There's all kinds of questions still. Well, you know, it is hard to win on appeal. It's hard to win a trial.
Yeah.
But our attorney said we have some very strong issues, including the corruption. There's a Brady rule. It's a fundamental rule of law that you cannot keep out evidence that is favorable to a defendant mm-hmm. in a trial.
I'm no expert, but you seem like you have the best chance at an appeal as anybody I've ever seen. That's not a compliment or anything like
yes.
that. It's just the best chance I've ever seen.
Oh,
even
good.
So,
that's good to hear.
It's going to be slow going, right? I mean, the appeal's been filed. What's the timetable like for any kind of hearing on that?
Okay. And just also, there are other questions like their search and seizure methods and other things that have been called into question for the appeal.
Well, yeah, we
not
still don't know how the hell they found the server.
The way they, the warrant for the laptop was not, didn't meet the particularity requirement of the Fourth Amendment, and that brings up a whole question of digital information, because physical, like a physical file cabinet is protected, but a laptop is not,
mm-hmm.
when it's like a laptop on steroids. And this is a big question for the digital age that is coming up through this case. The timetable is that they will develop the appeal arguments, and then it should be heard around next March by an appellate court of three judges.
So the appellate court will hear the request for the appeal?
No, they will hear the arguments, oral arguments and written arguments by the defense and the prosecution. And what an appeals court does is they don't really address the facts of the case. That what they address are if the law was properly administered.
Right, errors in law.
Exactly.
And so they would then presumably determine, well, the judge shouldn't have kicked this out. These guys shouldn't have been prohibited from testifying. New trial. Is that the best bet? I mean, they're not going to overturn the sentence, likely, right? It would be a new trial.
Right. A new trial, unless they threw out some crucial evidence like the laptop, and then it may be that they wouldn't bother to go to trial. It's from what I understand, retrial or potentially... you know, it depends. There's all different things that can happen with appeals.
Interesting. So you're saying if they'd gotten rid of some of the evidence that they would have presented, then it would be no trial at all?
Well, they may choose not to.
Okay.
Well, you know, you hear about cases being thrown out.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to have happen, because I don't want to go through a trial, trial.
They can also demand that he get a bond, too. And
what's that mean?
The appellate court can demand that he gets he's remanded back to trial, and he gets a bond.
Meaning he gets out while waiting?
He can get out while waiting. It is incredibly difficult to put together a defense while in jail.
Kidding.
That's the whole point.
Well, wasn't his bond like $1 million before? I mean, what was it previously?
You know, we raised that much in pledges.
Yeah.
But, of course, he was denied bail because he was so dangerous based on these uncharged crimes that they never got him for.
He's just murdering people left and right.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a really scary guy.
What's he doing, teaching school in jail now?
Yeah. He's doing yoga. He's tutoring guys to get their GED. A few inmates wrote letters on his behalf for sentencing because he's made such a difference in their lives.
Has he been transferred out of the Manhattan facility, or is he still there?
He's still there, and he wanted to stay there because he has no email privileges like other inmates. And if he were left New York, it would be hard for him to help the lawyers work on the appeal. This way they can visit him, and they're there. And so he's going to participate in helping them with the appeal.
Wow, it's a big case. It's really important, and I'm glad that you're still, you know, standing behind your son even after
Absolutely.
All of this.
Well, I am. I'm standing behind him, and also I see the larger implications for freedom. We're at a crossroads in history. You know, there's a lot of precedent being set with this case that's going to impact law going forward. That's going to affect us all. And it's kind of shocking to see the government in action. It motivates you. It really does. It galvanizes you.
They're awful.
But if people could go to freeross.org and help us, we really need help. I mean, we're just a family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's very expensive. They have unlimited money, apparently.
Right.
We don't.
That's the other way they beat you up.
Yes, it is.
More than 99% of people that are arrested for a felony are going to be sentenced. The likelihood of you being found not guilty in court is incredibly low.
That's true.
It's because the system has been, the judicial system, the deck has been stacked. And one of the ways that it's stacked is they can fight you as much as they want for free, and you have to pay tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars to fight them. And I don't know any family that can just put up hundreds of thousands of dollars in a defense and it not hurt them if they could put it up at all. Right?
Exactly.
I mean,
and they've made Ross a poster boy for the drug war, and I'd like to encourage anybody who's against this awful drug war. This is a way to push back. This is a major battle in that struggle.
You never hear about people not taking the plea deal. Ross was never even offered one, though, was he?
He was offered one that was not really commensurate with what he said he did. So it was a very bad plea deal that didn't really match anything, because there was the potential could still be a life sentence within it.
FreeRoss.org. Go contribute. Thank you, Lynn, for coming on Free Talk.
You know what rubs millions of people the wrong way? Their thighs.
Shaq Talk's Gold Bond Friction Defense.
Skin friction is quite an affliction on your legs, arms, whether you're running a 5K or just running upstairs.
And Gold Bond Friction Defense is
soothing.
Indeed. It's non-greasy, moisturizes, and helps like nobody's business.
Because your thighs rubbing together is nobody's business.
Gold Bond Friction Defense. Defense starts now.
Your thighs will thank you.
Oh boy.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.